So we settle in. So Hrimita, refuge, remembering refuge. It's actually a shelter that we don't need to leave. It's with us all the time. And it's like dropping surrendering to a safe place, which is our soul and the Shema, our center, our place of being. It's really helpful to keep practicing this, because in life we so much feel that we're always coping with challenges and struggle and threat. So do practice this sense of trust. Here I am in this body mind. Aware, awake, at ease, connected. This quality of coming back home is also a good entry gate into mindfulness. Fully present. It can be helpful to also to start with a more open awareness without an object of meditation, more like just a sense of awareness itself, mudaut atzma. Sounds are coming in, the weight of the body, on the earth. The space around. The thoughts passing by and responses. The feelings in the body. Kind of totality of being, Havaya. And then we can choose an object of meditation, like choosing the lotus in the lake, in the pond. Something calling us, something that feels right. Something that helps us to maintain our awareness, our clarity, our presence. Very often the breath, but it doesn't need to be only the breath, can be somewhere else. But wherever we place our attention, we dive in totally into the now. If it's a breath, we really know how this one breath right now, how it feels, what are the changes, what it does to me, and what I do to it. We let it take us, this breath, carry us. we can sense the breathing getting quieter and our awareness getting clearer and seeing the breath in new ways and in new places and in a subtle energetic change. The breath is a kind of vibration almost. Subtle waves of breathing in our being, in our cells, our tissues. The closer we get, without agency, without anything in between, bilitivu, direct knowing with awareness and the senses, khushim. This direct knowing doesn't need interpretation, it doesn't need a self. It doesn't need theory or concept. Through the senses, we meet life directly. Body sensations, maybe the hands, maybe the weight of the body on the ground. Also, energy of life that is known directly. What's the experience of each finger of our hands? What's the experience of touch? How is it changing each moment? Be aware of how our attention is like a light that shines on places that we don't usually see. Our attention is like a laser, shining, knowing, awakening, opening, moving from object to object, but it itself constantly knowing, constantly there as awareness. And thought is not so different. Just like the hands are singing their song, and we listen, we know, so the mind is singing its song, and we listen. We see thought arising from nowhere, passing by, disappearing again. And we're still here, witnessing, edut, witnessing the arising and passing of thought. And the witness stays quiet, steady, open, ready, aware. and the witness of thinking is still a subject, there's still a selfing in the witness, a place of looking at or receiving thought, but it's much less, there's much less ownership in the witness than a normal thought, which is, what am I going to do tomorrow? There's a lot of self in that. But the witness of thought has much less selfing and much more awareness, open awareness, which doesn't belong to anyone. Because thought is so powerful, we keep coming back to the body, which is easier for us to maintain continuity of presence and awareness. The movement of refuge at the beginning, we can get a sense of it still behind things or under our practice as a quality of trust, a quality of allowing. I am with, I am for. I appreciate what is arising. in this precious body, this precious mind, this precious breathing. And this is helpful when we have unpleasant experiences. We trust them as well. It's still the song that the body-mind is singing. So we trust the body-mind is telling us its story, and we are ready and open to receive and to hold the pleasant and the unpleasant. There's something in awareness that is big enough that can allow pleasant and unpleasant that can hold them both. the awareness. That receives experience directly. It's open, and it doesn't really belong to us. It's just a quality of knowing. So if you can pay attention when this quality of knowing knows the sense of self or the sense of less selfing. For example, knows just the sensation of an unpleasant feeling in our back. There is maybe tension in a part of the body, such as the back. The knowing goes there, knows it, sees the dynamic nature of this experience that's coming and going and changing. And it's very direct and simple. But then when the self comes in, my back is hurting and what am I going to do? And the self bringing its story, let the awareness know that as well. How the self comes up with ownership, the quality of ownership, balut. Which is more or less, it appears and it also disappears. Ownership, ba'alut, is just another experience. It's not a fact. And in this practice, we've been moving slowly from being with a specific object of attention, the breath and sensations, and then thought. And then we are more open. Whatever arises, that's the invitation.